I'm Julian Berger. In his first weeks back in office, President Donald Trump has targeted transgender and non-binary people with multiple executive orders. Chandler Muhammad is a 23-year-old trans non-binary person living here in Charlotte. They were in high school when Trump was elected the first time. During that time, Chandler discovered their identity and what it meant to be targeted.
Most of us were like people of color or queer. People either came there very like sympathetic, like, oh my God, I'm so scared for y'all, or very, oh my God, I'm so scared for me.
Trump opposed the Equality Act, a bill that would guarantee non-discrimination protections for LGBTQ people. He also banned transgender people from serving in the military, appointed conservative judges, and narrowed Title IX gender protections. When Trump took office again, Chandler felt a spike of fear.
It hasn't even been a month yet, and he's doing so much. We're such a small part of the population. Targeting us when there's all of these issues happening, it doesn't make logical sense to target us right now.
Since then, Chandler has found community at Time Out Youth, an LGBTQ youth community center in East Charlotte. Chandler frequently speaks to a queer therapist at the center.
Our therapy referrals have gone through the roof. We've seen on average 5 new young people a week since November. They're seeking out safe spaces.
That's Sarah McHale, the CEO of Time Out Youth. In a little over 2 weeks, Trump signed an executive order recognizing only 2 biological sexes, called for transgender women to be moved to men's prisons, and pushed to once again ban transgender people from serving in the military. On Wednesday, he signed an executive order banning transgender athletes from women's sports. Here's Meredith Thompson, the managing director of Charlotte Pride.
I think it's important to remember that executive orders don't create or change law. So, you know, these things have to be played out, and we're going to stand up and fight it.
Like Thompson, McHale says her organization will work against these executive actions.
We have existed, we will exist. Time Out Youth has been around for almost 34 years under 6 presidential administrations, 34 years of social emotional support, drop-in space, coming in here for groups. We have groups for trans and non-binary youth, for youth of color, for asexual youth.
Less than 1% of North Carolina's population is transgender, according to the UCLA's Williams Institute. There are around 100,000 people who identify as LGBTQ in the Charlotte region. Charlotte Trans Health is working with the transgender community in Charlotte. Its executive director, Holly Savoy, says they are working with people to get name and gender marker changes.
We've been speaking up and continue to plan to use our privilege as healthcare professionals to stand up and speak out and do what we can to advocate for trans rights and especially for access to healthcare.
Trump allies and his supporters say they're protecting women and girls from predators and from unfair sports competition. They also say medical treatments for transgender youth shouldn't be allowed, and point to restrictions imposed in some European countries. But LGBTQ community leaders in Charlotte say they're not backing down. Here's Darren Smith, a Charlotte Pride board director.
My message is to our trans family, our non-binary family, is to surround themselves with folks that support them and lift them up. And if they don't have those folks in their lives, they can come to us and find those folks.
As for Chandler, they have been taking this time to take care of their mental health.
I feel like we're all just in a stage of coping right now, and we just need to be taking care of ourselves, and we just need to be taking care of our community right now.
During Trump's first term, Chandler was still discovering their identity. This time around, they're ready to stand their ground. Julian Berger, WFAE News.